Good it is to worship with you again today on this day that God gives us to gather together as believers.
今天真的是太好了，我们给神给我们跟弟兄姐妹一起在一起来能够敬拜他。
I'm often asked, how do you determine what you're going to talk about from the Bible?
我常常会被问到说，你怎么样子决定你是要怎么样去来看圣经？
After reading the scriptures and a lot of prayer and then asking God to speak to my own heart, I determine what I'm going to share.
我决定要讲什么时候，我一定要念很多圣经，要再祷告，然后再来决定说我选哪一个题目。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I need to preach this message to me first before I preach it to you.
所以弟兄姐妹，我愿意让你知道说，今天所要讲的交通的事，我先要跟我自己先要来。
I have a feeling if it meets my need, then it will meet your need as well.
所以我有感觉，就是说，假如说我讲一篇说，哎，这个是对我的需要很好，所以我想我就愿意跟你们分享。This
morning I want to speak to you from two particular passages.
今天我会要关于有两个最要紧的经节要跟弟兄姐妹分享。
One in which we read, and we'll talk about that a little more in just a moment.
一段经节就是我们刚刚念过的，我们要来跟你交通等一下。
The other is from a passage of the Bible that's probably one of the best known scriptures in the Bible.
另外一个就是大概就是在圣经上是大家都晓得这一。
Maybe only known more than or less than John 3:16.
这个圣经是。 仅仅比约翰福音3章16节少一点为人知道的。That
passage is the 23rd Psalm.
那个就是诗篇23篇。
You know it well, you've heard it quoted again and again, and probably even heard many messages from it.
你可能已经知道这一首诗篇，然后你也会背，而且你也听了很多很多人在那里讲道。
It talks about the goodness of God.
而且上面讲了说，这篇诗篇是讲到神的美善到底有什么。
We need to be reminded again and again about God's goodness to us as believers.
我们要常常来提醒神对我们的美善是有多少。There
are a few things that I would like to point out just quickly about God's goodness to us.
今天我关于神的美善，我愿意跟弟兄姐妹讲一些。
The first thing I would remind you of is that God is the source of everything that I need to live by.
我们知道神是我们所在世界上需要的所有事情的源泉。
You need not look any further other than the fact that God is good and will provide everything that you need.
你知道从这些，这个圣经上就告诉我们说，你不必到在世界上其他的地方去寻求我们所需的。
And one of the things I'm reminded of that no one can take it away from you.
但是我要告诉大家，就是说，神所给我们这一切是没有一个人能够拿走的。
The very first verse, the first line of the 23rd Psalm gives us this insight.
然后这个第四篇23篇的第一节就这样说。
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
一下子忘了，不知道多少遍我自己忘记了，神是我的牧者，我不知缺乏。
God is the source of everything I need to live.
神是给我们所有的东西的源泉。
The Lord is my shepherd.
神是我们的牧者。
Now I don't know very much about animals. I'm not an animal lover.
我不太懂得关于动物，但是我对动物也不是跟他太熟悉。But
doing some research about sheep, I discovered a few things that I think are helpful for us to understand why the Lord is our shepherd.
我 关于羊群，我去研究了一下，我也研究了一下，我才知道为什么神是我们的牧者。
Sheep are not very wise animals.
那个绵，尤其是绵羊，不是很聪明的动物。
They don't know how to protect themselves.
他们不知道怎么样保护他们。
They have no natural things in order to defend against other animals that might attack them.
当其他动物要来攻击他们的时候，他们没有自己有些利益可以来保护他们自己。
We have a picture of sheep falling off the side of hillsides.
我们看到一个图画是有一个绵羊掉在路边，在山坡下。
And that's why they need a shepherd.
然后所以。这种羊更需要牧者。
In the very same way, there are things that we find short, we find in our lives that leave us wanting, needing help.
在我们的生命中间也是一样的，我们需要一切的帮助。
That's why the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd.
所以说耶和华是我的牧者。
Do you know what a shepherd's primary duties are in watching over the sheep?
你知道这个牧者到底做些什么？当他们在看守羊群的时候
，It is to feed them, to lead them, and to help them meet their needs.
他们要是喂他，要领他，然后。关于他们一切的需要，这个牧羊人都会能照顾他们。
In the very same way, the Lord being my shepherd, He feeds me, He leads me, and He meets my needs.
所以，神是我们的牧者，他喂养我们，他带领我们，他会对我们的需要都会给我们供应。
It's very interesting to note the Greek word for shepherd means pastor.
在希腊文里面，这个牧者就是牧师。
Pastor.
Yeah, pastor, 牧师，牧者就是 pastor.
In a sense, all of us are pastors.
在一个大的看起来，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是牧者。
Not just those who stand up and teach and share the word of God.
那个牧者不单单是一些人站在台上分享神的话语的是牧者。
So you and your family and your community, you as a shepherd, as a Christian, have the opportunity to feed, to lead, and to meet needs of people.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹，在我们的家庭之中，在我们的旁边社区里面，我们就是一个牧者，我们要喂养他们，要带领他们，要。去符合他们的需要。
Another thing that I discover about the goodness of God is there is nothing I need that God can't supply.
那我想到这个神的美善里面是除了没有一样东西在神里面我们得不到的。
The Bible tells us that God can supply our every need through Christ Jesus.
神说，圣经上说在耶稣里，神给我们一切我们的需用。
The key for us to learn this morning, it comes through our relationship that comes through knowing Jesus as our Savior.
这个钥匙在我们今天的讲道中间，就是说我们要跟神有一个更深的关系。
In God's goodness, there's another thing that I think we discovered this morning.
在神的美善里面，我们又发现另外一件事情。
God doesn't want us to worry about anything.
神不要我们忧虑任何事情和东西。
Nothing, zero. He does not want us to worry.
没有任何事情是零东西可以使得我们要焦虑。
I guess I'm almost sure that if we were to take a moment and just ask each one of you if you've ever found yourself worrying about something, everybody would admit that they have sometime or another spent a lot of time worrying.
然后我们花点时间在问在座的每一位说，在有些时候或者某些时间，你是不是在？焦虑、忧愁。
When we invite worry in, worship goes out.
当我们把忧虑迎进来的时候，我们的崇拜 就从我们心中跑掉了。
I find that when I spend more time worrying about things, then I have less time to worship God in a very important way.
我发现我自己常常是花很多时间在那里忧虑，而把敬拜给忽略掉了。
The passage we read.From the Sermon on the Mount gives us some insight about why worry is not good for us.
我们在经节上，在这个山上，神的这个给我们的教导里面说，有很多事情我们不必要去 worry， 不必要去忧虑。
Let me just very quickly share with you several things from this passage of Scripture that tell us about worrying.
我要在这里很快的，我们很简洁的关于讲到一些在这个经节上的我们哪些事情我们不必去忧虑。
Worry is unreasonable.
忧虑是绝对无理的。
Because we worry about the wrong things.
我们常常是忧愁忧虑到根本无关不同的东西。
Because the things we worry about, we can't even change.
因为我们去忧虑的事情，我们没有办法去改变的。
It's unreasonable because it's irrational.
这简直是不可理喻的，这根本就是毫无道理的去忧虑。
I don't know about you, but I will confess to you this morning, the things that I've worried about, I make them much bigger than what they really are.
我不知道你怎么样子，我知道我自己，常常我忧虑的东西，那些被我忧虑的东西实在是我的忧虑大于被我忧虑的事情。
Have you ever felt that someone has offended you?
你有没有觉得说有人常常使你得罪你了？
And your comment about it is the whole world doesn't like me.
然后你就说哇他对我这样子讲，但是全世界人都不喜欢我。
Worry is unreasonable and irrational.
所以这个忧虑是非常毫无道理的，而且是毫无理性的。
Our passage of scripture says, "Don't worry."
我们今天念的圣经上面告诉说，不要忧虑。
Okay, another thing that the passage of scripture says to us that worry is unnatural.
在另外一个事情就是说，忧虑是不是自然的。
Stop and think about it for just a minute.
想想看，你们停下来想想看。
Nature does not worry.
这个自然从来不忧虑。
Only human beings worry.
只有人类才这里忧虑。
The Bible says that God takes care of the birds and the air and everything that's needed.
是啊，圣经是跟我们说，神照顾天上飞的飞鸟，飞鸟要的东西神都给了他了。
It says in the Bible that our heavenly Father feeds all of nature.
我们天上的父亲是为全部大自然需要的那些动物。
But the Bible also says our heavenly Father loves us more than anything else in all the world.
圣经上就跟我们说，这个天父爱我们是比爱任何世界上的东西都更爱。
Brothers and sisters, you're more valuable to God than all of the things of nature.
你在这个神的眼中间是比世界那个自然界任何东西在神眼里都贵重。
So the goodness of God says, don't worry.
所以在神的美善里，你不要去忧虑。
Another thing our passage of scripture tells us that we read about this morning about worry is Jesus says worry is unhelpful.
这个另外在我们的今天念的经文里面，耶稣告诉我们说，忧虑是一点点都能够不能够帮助我们做什么。
Worry can shorten our life.
忧虑可以使我们短命。
Worry has makes us miserable as well.
忧虑使我们非常非常的愁烦。
Worry just messes you up.
这个愁烦，这个忧虑使得你的整个生活都乱掉了。
In the book of Proverbs.